In Santa Monica, California,
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton was overheard to say, "My husband left me for another woman."
Oh, that's good.
Hey, at least it wasn't a guy.
She was at some charity event where they read poetry or storybooks. John Travolta was also at this event, but he read the first poem that he ever wrote. Of course, he couldn't read somebody else's poetry.
No.
He read his own poetry.
He's brilliant.
And read a poem in tandem with one of the children from Cedars-Sinai Comprehensive Cancer Center, and then he ran off. His wife was left to explain that his whirlwind visit was due to his need to get home to his son, Jet.
Jet.
Yes, he says that he has, she says he hasn't had much time to spend with the family. And,
is that kid normal?
Jet had a Church of Scientology event to attend. So John wanted to take him.
Poor kid. He's going to learn L. Ron Hubbard is God.
They alternate taking
really?
Jet to his Scientology event.
Oh, what a waste of time. Cody is better off. I swear to God.
Well, there's somebody Cody's better off than. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Cody.
They also say Olivia Newton-John was
hey,
at
Mom,
this event.
You want to dress me up and put me in a little bear outfit again so I could sing on your show? And embarrass myself and look like, you know, half a man? Jesus.
So it's better to be Cody or worse?
What do you think? Cody, you're Kathy Lee
Cody
Gifford's son.
Yeah,
I'm thinking. If you're Cody, you got to be Kathy Lee Gifford's son.
Yeah.
You got to listen to her Pollyannish stupid rap where she thinks she's teaching about God every minute. Like
right.
Regis is on Jeopardy and you got to pray.
Praying and singing.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
And then she puts you on her show and she dresses you up like Winnie the Pooh.
Your father's your grandfather.
And no matter how much you pray, you can't stop her.
Yeah. Or Jet, who has to go to Scientology. I say Jet's got it worse.
You do?
Yep.
I don't know.
Scientology? And John Travolta?
Yeah, but I don't
an
think
idiot?
Scientology has all the weird rules that Christianity does that Kathy Lee's pumping into
oh,
her.
Oh, please. Bet you, your parents are so stupid they're sitting at a clay table? Come on. Ooh, Kathy Lee's pretty bad with the Christianity.
Yeah,
no better.
Yeah.
That heat out.
Oh, it's a tough one. But your mother's Kelly,
Preston.
She's a real dunderhead, I hear.
Oh,
from people who know.
Oh.
She's like a total idiot. But so's Kathy Lee. I don't know.
A dunderhead?
Yeah. She's a moron. I hear she's really stupid. I mean, like, really nothing there. That's a tough one.
You can't come up with an answer.
Yeah. Well, at least his father is his own age, you know, like a normal age. I say it's better to be... It might be better to be. I can't decide.
Jet.
You think Jet's got it better off?
I do.
Okay. Jet it is.
Jet wins that.
And didn't your dad sort of like, didn't the Inquirer have a couple of articles about him being with a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
Frank Gifford as a father who's photographed in hotels with strange women.
Yeah, but at least the gift's like, you know, with broads. He's the gift.
This is a tough
But
call,
then your mother
man.
Has filled your head up with all this sin stuff.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
I say Jet's a little better off.
Just a hair.
Yeah, a smidge.
They should both become pen pals and plan their escape.
Oh, goodness. Well,
and Travolta's rich. But that's
extremely
good.
Extremely rich.
Yeah, you get a lot of money.